Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Well, greetings and welcome to Time to Love. I'm Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to loving yourself. Who else? It begins with ourselves, because when we love ourselves, we can then love others. Today, we're going to talk with Chrissy Bales. Chrissy is a successful artist. She has illustrated over 14 books. She designs back-to-school products for Costco and Walgreens. She's designed greeting cards, gift wrap. She calls herself a Jill of all trades. She even has designed and embellished furniture. Chrissy also, she's near and dear to my heart because she loves animals. And she has quite the menagerie. She has horses, dogs, and cats. Maybe a cat trying to adopt her. And if she could swing it, she would even have an elephant. Oh, wait. Her newest addition is the cutest dog who she named Ellie Fant. So she does have an elephant. I know Chrissy from our days growing up in the Chicago hood of Rogers Park. And thank God for Facebook. We got reacquainted. Hi, Chrissy. Did I leave anything out?
No, you're doing quite well. I like it. You're making me smile.
Well, you make me smile. You really make me smile, and I think it's because your artwork I would describe as inspiring and positive, happy, all those things. You just see it and you're lifted by it.
Oh, thank you.
One of my first questions to you is, when did you have the thought, hey, I'm going to be an artist?
I think I was 12 or 13. And I knew it because when I was going to all my Catholic schools, I think I went to 5 different Catholic schools. All the art teachers were, you know, saying, this is good. And I went, yeah, I think this is good. They kept saying it, and I kept doing better, and then going and going and going. And then my mom said, this is good. My dad, my sister. So when you get that kind of backup from everybody that says your work is good, you kind of go, I should go in this area because it's making me feel good. Feel good. That's what it does. It makes me feel good when I do it. But then to do a job for somebody and they are ecstatic about it, well, that's twice as good.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, and getting paid for what you love.
There you go. And when I first started getting paid, I was, this is nice. And then I read this book by Dr. Dwayne Dyer. Oh, my gosh, everything turned around in my life. When you get low at your lowest point in life, and I don't know, everybody should have that, because when you get there, the only way out is to put on some wings and do the best you can. And that's what I did. And everything came to me. And I couldn't turn around without it coming to me. And I said, okay, whoa, Lord. Even when I sometimes fall again, you feel like somebody's lifting you up and going, okay, this is it. And I go, thank you. And then you go on. And you do something else, another illustration, whether it is for greeting cards that are being sold to a product that I can walk through Walgreens and say, oh, I designed that. That's really cool. I think I'll buy it. So I do buy whatever is mine. I go, oh, I better have that. So it's been good. It's been very good to me, but it's been many, many years to get where I am now into complete happiness.
Right. Very oh, you know, nice. And I forgot. See, but you can hear, if you listen carefully, you can hear your bird. I'm sorry, little bird. I did not introduce you. In fact, I just found out about you before the show started. So Chrissy also has a bird. I bet you have a few snakes out there in Arizona, too, every now and then.
No, not, well, we do have snakes, but not around my house. No, not at all.
Okay.
The cats would eat them. Yeah. I just had to walk in the kitchen, and that's where the bird is, and I forgot that it's supposed to be in a quiet spot. But the the bird is a bird, a parakeet I found trying to drink out of my pool, a little parakeet. So somebody lost their parakeet. I went out there and put my finger out, and it hopped on my finger, and I went, oh, great.
Oh.
I'm going to have to take care of it. I couldn't just shove it away, you know.
Oh,
so he
no.
sings to me every morning. He's my alarm clock, so it's good.
Oh,
love animals.
Yes,
love animals.
Yes. Oh, I know. I love them, too. I really love them, too, because, you know, especially, you know, dogs and cats, they bring out the best in you. You know, they see that God in you, and they worship you, and it's just, you know, it's like I have a sign in my garden. My dog adores me. My female dog adores my husband, but my male dog adores me, and I have a little sign, just a reminder in my garden that says, I wish to be the person my dog thinks I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This new elephant I have next to me, which is not really an elephant, as you say, is my. She was found in a foreclosed home. I don't know what happened to her, but she loved to go inside the house, but that's how she was trained, or left inside a house. But she'll never leave my side. She'll never leave my side. She's wonderful. But, yeah, they make you a better person.
I think
animals do.
Oh,
well,
yeah. They have that unconditional love, and I think that's, you know, what we all strive to have, that, you know, unconditional love for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. On days that I get up and I need to go over to the computer and design something, and I'm in my PJs still, and I'm having a bad hair day, there's no judgment at all from a dog.
Right.
It's like, oh, you look great. Where's my food?
Oh, yeah. No, my dog says, you are just the most beautiful thing. Please don't ever wash. He hates it when I take a shower because he really likes me nice and smelly. He's one of those dogs that loves to roll, and the smellier the better. He just loves it.
Oh, I've never heard of that, Lydia. That's new.
I'm glad we don't have horses close by, because you know what he'd be going after. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
those horse apples.
And then I get into my art clothes. I have these art clothes. And the art clothes are a combination of, if you spill something, I'm not always on the computer. I do watercolor and I do sketching. But if I, you know, and then I got to go out to the horses and they're always like, you know, smelling me and I'll get dirty. So you have the combination artist animal clothes to wear. Never wear anything nice. Never.
Oh.
I mean, it's nice, but they're, yeah, you get dirt and everything.
Yeah, well, me being a potter, I'm always covered with mud. Then I work in the garden, I'm covered with actual mud. And then I try to go to the store. Sometimes I don't change. If I'm feeling especially good, I might put on decent clothes and say, hey, I'm looking good.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
great.
That's
great.
The life of an artist. You work predominantly from home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, unless I have to go out and deliver a sign or paint a window or just hold somebody's hand and say everything will be all right, I stay at home all the time doing all my work. And it wasn't like that when I was in Chicago. I was doing a T-square graphic design work, and people would deliver typesetting to be laid down on whether I did a Greyhound bus schedule once. But that's totally changed. You have fonts. You have everything in a computer. And then after you design it, you just click to send it to the printer. It's crazy. Amazing. I used to live over by Wrigley Field, and the days that they would have a Cubs game going, I would have to go and see a client. I went, oh, I have to give up my parking space. When I get back, it's going to be like 3 blocks away. So, if that doesn't happen anymore. In fact, I don't care about gas prices because I don't go anywhere.
Right.
So that's really,
I know.
That's really nice. I just, you know, get out there, see what's happening in the emails. It's the world wide net is crazy. It's turned everything wonderful for me.
Yeah, it really has, and I have to be thankful to it because it reconnected us, and I feel like, even if we don't talk, on the phone, I kind of can keep up what's going on in your life. I get to see your beautiful artwork and your beautiful son, who we haven't mentioned yet. Colin is an amazing young man now. And I'm wondering how that affected your artist life, having a child.
Well, having a child at 40 even, and I was told early on that I wasn't going to have any children. So he was the biggest surprise and the best surprise and changed everything about me. And to a certain extent, well, that's when I started making my children's furniture. And I was going into people's homes, big, huge homes, and redesigning their rooms with my furniture. And that became very good business, but it wore me out, especially having Colin at that young age and doing shows. I had him like he was 3 months old. But then it went from the children's furniture to graphic design and getting serious about other things, where designing on a computer, you don't have to go to Home Depot and buy the wood and cut the wood and, make the children's table and the chair and then put a lacquer on it. It's money out of my pocket. And it wasn't making as much money as now illustrating children's books and doing other things on the computer. So my son loved, his whole room was done in the furniture I did for him. But my artwork is not rubbing off on him. He doesn't get it. And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I tried rubbing it off on him, going, here, why don't you do this? And he did really good when he was little, but then he kind of grew out of it and I said, look, I'll teach you everything I know, and you can take it from there and have what I have. And he goes, no, that doesn't make me happy, Mom. I'm like, okay, if that doesn't make you happy, then you have to do what you have to do. So
isn't that true about having kids? You just have to let them be who they are. I mean, we'd love for our kids to be, well, maybe we wouldn't love for our kids to be like us or go through what we've gone through, but, you know, give them wings and let them do what makes them happy. Definitely.
I do wish that we could take all our kids back to the days of when we were children and we were singing Red Rover, let so-and-so come over, because my son is addicted to being play games on the computer. Now that he's 21, he does work, but that makes him relax. But it's a lot of time, and I keep having to say to him, mm-mm. But you know what? It's okay. He appreciates my work. He likes my work. And if he doesn't want to be an artist, he doesn't want to be an artist. My mom was a good artist, but she never put herself out there. My dad, when I was young, he used to dress up as a clown and go to kids' parties. So somewhere along the line, I think I got the humor and the artist in me from both of them. That's where I think I got it.
Yeah.
And then I just kept going.
And going. Now, did they encourage you to go to the art? You went to the Art Institute of Chicago. Did they encourage that?
Well, let's be honest. I don't remember if they. I was thinking this would come up. I hope they're not listening. But I had to get into the Art Institute by showing a slideshow, and there it's very hard to get in there. I did everything on my own. I don't remember anyone saying anything to me like, "Go do this." I knew I had to do it myself because I wanted to do it. And I went there full time Monday to Saturday with only Sundays off and carried two jobs, working for an artist and working for Jewel Foods as a cashier. So I just did it. Yeah. And it was hard. It was hard but rewarding. In those times, everybody in there was a hippie. You know, that was in 1972.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. It was, and then once I got accepted, it was fantastic. But it was hard work. It was hard work because I had to go there full time. So I was out of there. And then once I got out of there, I went to, Pacific Stereo. It was a stereo store. And I just, I walked away from the artwork and just worked in a stereo store until 4 years later, somebody came over and asked me to illustrate a purse. And I did it, and I ended up working with this woman for a company called Freelance Persons in Chicago. It was just the two of us, and we hired people like photographers and whoever hired them to do stuff that we needed. It was wonderful. It was so wonderful. And I did a lot of illustration work then, too. So off and on through my life, I've done from bartending for Red Lobster and working on the side. And then I had to move from California to Arizona, and I had a transfer with Red Lobster in order to buy my home. It's very strange. So I then got into waiting tables, and I loved waiting tables. I don't know. It's like showtime. You go in there, it's like, okay, here I go. The better the show, the better the tip, and everyone's happy. And then I went, and I was working for people in Chicago designing CDs and some other stuff and here and there, and my artwork never stopped. And then one day I said, you know what, I'm going to step off. It's like step out of your comfort zone and see if you can do this on your own as a pure artist. And I did, and I stepped off, and I wasn't even scared, and everything happened. But then you got to go looking for the artwork. You can't just sit there and wait and go, okay, is anybody going to knock at my door? You do have to go out there and you know, show them your goods and tell them what you can do. So that's what I started doing, and apparently my artwork was loved, thank God, that people started paying me.
Yeah.
So, I know.
Well,
so
our lives,
go ahead.
Our lives have paralleled because I waited tables. Well, I bartended first, and I like being around all the alcohol. In fact, I took a few of my repeat customers to AA, and then I got into waiting tables. And I agree. I've always told people it's when you're working with the public, it's showtime.
Showtime.
Illness or what?
Did you just say that? I can't. Did I lose you?
No, I hear you.
Okay,
hello?
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you for a minute. Okay.
No,
so how long did you do that? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved it. I did it until I was 50, and then I said, you know, in the place that I was working, which was a wonderful high-end restaurant, great wine list, excellent food, they were going under. And I said, oh, my God, I hope I don't ever do this again. And so I've done other things, but everything has led me to what I'm doing today. I've also, during that time, of bartending and waiting tables and all that, I always did my artwork, my pottery. And then I have a new passion, and that is public speaking, possibly writing a book, that type of thing. So but I love to combine public speaking with pottery. But anyway, so, and also I find it interesting that we both moved out west.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you? Was that difficult, or did you go, oh, my God, I love it out here?
No, I got this gigantic semi, and my family loaded all my furniture and all the stuff I used to collect in Chicago, and I drove all the way to California, and then I married a man who was in the military at Camp Pendleton, And so we lived in Oceanside, Vista, Carlsbad. We went around here and there. And then he got transferred to Hawaii, and then that got canceled, and we had to go to Arizona. So we came out here to find a place, and I said, oh, really? We got to live out here? This is so – it was too hot. And I said, well, you know what? I love you, so here we go. And I lost him a couple years after that. And so he's been gone for, like, I don't know, 21 years in heaven, flying around in heaven. So I stayed here, and I just said, I'm going to make a go of this. And I did.
Good.
And everything worked out. And everything has worked out wonderfully. I look back at my life and go, you know, if I die tomorrow, I feel like I've done everything that I've wanted to so far. I don't have a big. I don't have a big list. My list is not that big. The things I have done, I'm so satisfied that I've done them. So
yeah,
it's all very good.
Yeah, even the things that were kind of a big mistake sometimes.
Those really teach you something.
Oh gosh, oh they.
You
sure
know those
do.
Big ones. You have to sit down and go, okay, what did I get out of this? What did I learn from this? And it's funny, too, because doing my artwork, I don't think much. I know what I have to do, and I as I said before to you when we were talking, I don't do it right away. If somebody needs something, like, within 24 hours, I don't do it. I don't just stand there and do it. I have to wait 2 to 3 hours after I talk to them and then go, okay, I need this done now, because the stuff comes out of my hand on a piece of paper that's just amazing, because I just don't do it right away. My body's always worked that way. Sometimes somebody needs something, they give me 2 months to do it, and I'll wait 3 nights before they need it. Oh, I guess everybody knows what I do. And I just think that adrenaline that goes, oh, you better do it now, it comes out beautifully. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm really terrible.
No, but I think that is part of the creative process. I really do. You know, I do a different kind of artwork, and I have to make the piece, then I have to get a body of work, and then I have to fire the piece. So, you know, it's a little bit different, but I keep saying that I won't procrastinate until, you know, I'm like a month out of a show or 2 months, usually about 2 months.
Right.
Away from a show is when I get the fire lit underneath me. But I always do it, and some of my best stuff comes out of that.
I know. And then I procrastinate, and when I do, I go, come on, get to the art board and do it. So I go there and I do it within 40 minutes of whatever I got to do. I sketch it first, and then I get approval. Then I make it into, I ink it in, and then I take it into the computer, scan it, and that's where I color all my work. I used to do it the old-fashioned way with colored pencils. But, and I sit down there and go, oh, that's so good. God, that's really, really good. I can't wait to show them. And I go, well, why didn't you just do this in the first place? I talk to myself all the time. Do you talk to yourself all the time?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yes, I do. And I answer myself, too. So, I'm the whole ball of wax, crazy as the day is long.
Yeah.
But, no, I definitely talk to myself, and I'm kind of the same way. It's because it's really, when I think about it, it's not me doing the work. It's coming through me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've had moments where I feel that I've had moments of looking at the computer, and my eyes are not, you know, hurting from the computer. And it's like, I can only say it's like X-ray vision. Something happens when I look at the computer where everything else stands still and my mind is so zeroed in on what I have to do. I do it within 10, 15 minutes, and it comes out, and it's done. I don't get that very often, because usually I'll color, and do it over and do it over until I know that I'm going to hear from a client that is out of this world. That's what I want to hear. I like to make people happy.
Yeah.
So that's, You know, especially if they're paying you. That always helps.
But and then ultimately that really makes ourselves happy, I think. You know, that self, that satisfaction. When someone
yeah.
buys something of mine, a lot of times I'm not at the show because I'm very blessed. I belong to the Boulder Potters Guild, and people will buy my pieces, and I'm not there. And then, you know, a year, 2 years later, I'll be standing in my booth and, you know, chatting, and someone will say to me, you know, I've been a fan of yours. I've been buying your stuff for a long time. And I'm just like,
oh,
really? And they're like, and, you know, and now I put things like handmade with love on the bottom. I try to put little messages on the bottom of my pots saying what's going on with me. And I'm in my studio a lot of times late at night. I am a night owl. And I just, I'll tell you, I just feel so much love in my heart. And so I'll put handmade with love or pass it on or you, you know, feel the love, whatever, because that's what's going on with me, definitely, while I'm making pieces. I feel blessed to be an artist.
I know. And isn't that a great feeling that not everyone can feel that they really love themselves and love being with themselves alone? When you can do that, I skipped through my house the other day, and I haven't skipped in a long time.
I love skipping.
I know. At first I thought it was like a little strange. But I went, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you. Every morning I go out, I watch the sun come up. I put my arms in the air and say, thank you. Because I'm healthy. And everybody around me, my animals, the elephant is sleeping upside down with her everything in the air. Everything's good. And you just, once you get into that mode, I've had something give me a curve a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, no, this isn't good. You know, it's just something that happened, and people needed something that was, it was different, you know, like a little bit of a downer. Mm-hmm. And then you go, okay, you know what? This is going to pass because you're going to figure it out. And you
yeah.
figure it out,
yeah.
and you love everyone that you're helping out. They need to help somebody out. And and it works. And then it makes you feel better because you're not going to always be. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're not always going to be wet. You're not always going to be.
Oh, no, I lost my train of thought. Well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No, that's
yeah.
okay. No, you didn't. It's just it was somebody that needed something for quite a few years from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, now how am I going to do this? And I figured it out, and I did it. And at first it gave me a bit of anxiety, but I figured it out. And then when I was done figuring out, I felt so much better. I felt that I loved myself, and that person can love me more, too, for figuring it out. So it's a good thing. Yeah.
Now, would you describe that as getting out of your comfort zone? Were you out of your comfort zone?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like, yeah. I frequently, you know, I tend to make the same things, and so I'll see something, and I'm like, oh, I want to make that. And at first I have to kind of cogitate on that for a while, and then all of a sudden I'll get up, and I'll put my big girl panties on and go out to the studio and try it. And I'm not saying it's always a success, or the opposite happens. It's a success, and then I have a hard time duplicating it. But, yeah, getting out of that comfort zone, especially as an artist, doing something maybe you're not comfortable with or you've never tried, but figuring it out, oh, my God, that is so rewarding, definitely.
Oh, I think it was about 7 months ago I got a huge vase. I work with a man that does interior design. And he gave me this huge vase with all these ridges on it. And it had to be about 4.5 feet high. And
wow.
it was made out of clay. And he wanted me to paint it for this client of his. And I've never done anything like that. And I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know. This is not what I've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
And first I Googled it and went, what kind of paint should I use? And then I attacked it, and it took me like 3 months to paint this thing.
Wow.
And I hated it. I didn't even want to. So the guy finally calls me. He goes, is it ready? And I go, yeah, okay. They drop it off, and he's like, oh, my God, this is so great. And I went, really? You really like it? Can I give you more? And I went, no. I don't want to take 3 months on another one because it's not, I do draw the line. It's something that I'm really not good at and being frustrated at it. So now I'm starting something new. I'm going into artwork for children. So when, you know, when mothers and dads have their child, or what kind of art do you put up in the room? It's going to be crazy. It's going to just, if the kid looks anywhere, he's going to die laughing. And something coming up is I designed the adventures of the whole world map, and it's done in 3D, and it's going to be on QVC at the end of July. So, I'll have a design.
We got to look for that. I want you to make sure you tell me, and I will tell any of my listeners and that. But when
I'm
going to
put that
air
up
because,
on Facebook.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. That sounds so exciting. Now, you have an amazing work ethic. You were telling me. You want to describe your work ethic?
What do you mean? With the I have quite a few. You mean the 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. 4 o'clock in the morning, and people think that I'm a mole because they go, "You never go anywhere." I'm having too much fun right now. I go to bed at I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and I fall asleep at 8:15. I get up at 4 o'clock. I get up at 4. I go outside. Mm-hmm. It's still a little dark. The horses, you can hear. Just in the distance going, here comes mommy with the hay. I feed them. I brush my pool. I go inside. And for 3 to 4 hours, it's all what I have from the day before that I can finish for my clients. And then when the phone rings, I go, I've got it for you. I already mailed it. And they're all like, okay, thanks. And then it's like usually around 12 or 1 o'clock is when the little bit of stress comes in, because there are clients that are very picky, and I understand that too. I'm not good with numbers. I'm good with a paintbrush and a pencil. So sometimes I have to do tags, put tags on the products that I design, and they have to be done sometimes in French, sometimes in Spanish, and sometimes French, Spanish. No, just French and Spanish for Walmart.
Wow.
And Walmart Canada, Walmart Mexico. I make a lot of mistakes when it comes to that. I wasn't meant to do that.
There's
it's
not
like,
a program for that?
No.
Oh,
not no,
wow.
And you know what? I've given it on a sheet how to spell it, but the accent marks I don't have, so I have to make them up. And I'm an artist. I don't really like putting tags together, but I do because I get paid for it, and it's going on my product, so it's good.
And it pays the bills.
And it pays the bills, and especially since it's just my son and I here. And he's 21 and he's always out with his girlfriend. I said to myself the other day, self, you know, you're all alone. I mean, I have my family, you know, and I have my friends. But, you know, there are couples out there that pay the bills together, and this is what I'm doing all myself. And it really makes me feel good that I could do it through my artwork. That really makes me feel good. So, I continue on, but I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 80. I hope I'll be in some street fair, maybe blowing up some balloons or something. I don't know, but I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do.
Well, you know what? I have a friend, another friend who is an artist, and she actually does street fairs. She does stained glass, but she also does monotypes. And she laments, what am I going to do, you know, in the future? And I just said, you know, I'm not one to project into the future, to definitely not to worry. I mean, I want to project really positive things, but I just feel like, you know, I can't even think about that. You know, I don't even go there. I'm doing what I love to do, and it's all going to work out. It's going to be interesting to see. You know?
I know. I know. I feel that way, too. I want to get my home paid off and every single one of my bills paid off and live this quiet little life. And then, I don't know if you saw me on Facebook, I want to get one of those old Airstreams.
Yes.
And I want to go around with my dogs. I don't know what's going to happen with my horses. I'll put my horses up in Colorado and let them run free. But
there
I would love to take my laptop and go around the country and still do my work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Definitely. That's the one thing I do see a lot of for me in the future is travel. I absolutely love it. And, you know, it inspires me. But what do you think, that's something I really wanted to ask you is, do you have a favorite artist, or what inspires you?
You know who really inspires me, and I hope I get her name right, Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah.
And I've known the story, her whole story, and what she went through, and how she went through it, and she lived a bit of a hard life being married. And then she went off on her own because she knew that the hills were calling her and her paintbrush, of course. And what she did was amazing. And I do want to end up doing something like that, but with children. Fun. I haven't attacked it yet. But what inspires me? You know, there's a light on in my heart, and the universe comes to me every day and gives me this incredible energy. Inspire me? I can't even think about what inspires me. I did greeting cards at one point and knew I could never go look at a greeting card because if I went to look at a greeting card, I don't want to copy or even in the least bit copy. So I can't even tell you what inspires me. I just get up and, the comic book page, that inspires me because I love, that's my type of work. I love doing artwork for children. And I would love to do artwork for the children's hospital down here. I mean, give them my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elephants, I'm going to start doing that too and see if I can, you know, put together an elephant picture and then say, here, auction this off, take all the money. That's what I want to do, too. A lot of places need that. A lot of kennels, dogs here and there, some of them being put to sleep. There's no room. I thought maybe I could help them. That's another thing I want to do. And I think it's important to always give back.
Yeah.
If you got
something
that's going to make somebody smile, you need to get it out there and give back because it feels really good when you do it.
I'm telling you, Chrissy, your artwork definitely inspires me, and it definitely makes me feel good. And I've likened you to another favorite artist that I found in the 70s, Mary Engelbreit. And I remember seeing a card of hers, and it was Life is Just a Chair of Bowlies.
Bowlies.
And I loved what she said, but I loved the artwork, and there was a chair filled with bowls, and I was just a starting potter at that time, love making bowls, and your artwork makes me happy.
Yeah, and I don't look at her. She had a magazine out for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was doing magazines that much anymore when it was like 5 years ago. And she used to have a magazine that came out every month, and I would get it and go, oh, I got to be drawing like that. Because I find myself kind of, kind of close with some things that I do. And then I figured, you know what, the best thing to do is to just not look at her stuff. I don't want to pick up anyone else's stuff but my own.
I think that it's always going to be your own. I think you're fine, and I can understand not wanting to look at that. But really, there are the happiness the joy I feel in both of your work. And that is, you know, so you're kind of where you want to be in that you're making people happy.
Yeah, I really am. I'm amazed that my 2 feet are grounded into this home I have, and I go, oh, my gosh, I have so much work. I don't know what to do. You really did make it. It's not about success to me. If anybody asked me, are you successful? And I would say, yes, I am, because I did the things I wanted to do honestly, and I'm where I am, but it's not about money. Success is not about how much money you have. It's about all the things in life that you have done, whether giving birth to a child, to taking care of your animals and having your artwork being praised, that's success. And I do feel successful. And I like the fact that I'd always ask myself, when are you just going to stop doing these, you know, waiting tables and making drinks? When are you going to stop doing that and really put all your energy into this? And I always ask myself that every single day. And then one day, I just said, today's the day. And I stepped off. And stepping off is scary, but boy, it really feels good. It feels like that plane that you jumped out of, that picture that you have on Facebook.
Yeah.
It does.
It's symbolic.
It is. It's very energizing. And honesty, you know, everybody asks me, well, how much do you charge? And, well, I am so honest, it's crazy. And that's why I think people have stuck around, you know, time and time. Will you do my second book? Will you do my third book? So the one book is two of the books I've done are in 3D. The map I did is in 3D. And you have to hold your iPad up to it, and it comes alive. So I know, and they just called me up and said, oh, we've got another book for you. And I went, really? Okay, I'm ready. That takes a lot out of me, those. It's not the simple drawings, but it's wonderful. I love it.
Is it a special program for 3D? I mean, is there a program for it, or do you have to do more work for it?
No. Well, when I did, you put up a picture of a princess in yellow. Did you see that picture you put up?
Okay. I love her. I bet Brenda loves her.
I had to put her arms out so she could be taken to the man who does the 3D. I don't know all the mechanical names. And he puts, a grid? He's put on a grid, and then she can twirl around, and she can jump up and down. So I did a book about her, all the princesses, but I had to have her arms out and give that to the 3D person so that he can make her come alive. So I'm not sure of what's going to come alive in this next one, but I don't do that. I don't do the 3D. I just illustrate, and then they tell me on some things how I need to illustrate it so they can put a grid over it, a frame to make it move. I got that client off Craigslist, and I got the one American. I got American Studio, which that's full-time work, off Craigslist.
Wow.
And it's amazing. And a lot of people say that Craigslist has got, you know, some people on there that are trying to rip you off. Yes, they do. But for some reason, I have been, you know, I was finding people for the last 5-6 years that have changed my life in a big way. So love it. Love it.
Yeah. That is really interesting. You had told me that when we were just talking on the phone, and I'm like thinking Craigslist. And I mean, that perked my ears up. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but I would go on Craigslist only in Phoenix until my neighbor said to me, why don't you go to, like, Washington? Why don't you go to Hong Kong? Why don't you go to, you could go anywhere on Craigslist, and there's one is called creative. Say you just go to Chicago or Boston, and then you hit creative, and it tells you what all these people need that's creative. Sometimes there's a children's book. Sometimes there's this, that, graphic design, and then there's another one saying on the bottom, creative. Wait a minute. One says creative and one says art, medium, and design. And then you can go into anywhere. I've gone to China. I've gone to Europe. And I've gone all over the place. So I have clip art done in Germany. So I only have, isn't that strange? I found the place in Germany. Goes, okay, we'll use your stuff for clip art. And then tiny prints, I did my greeting cards. That was my dream, to do greeting cards. Mm-hmm. All my life, all my life I wanted to do it. I finally got them 2.5 years ago. Tiny prints, I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No.
Anyway,
I'm writing that down.
Tiny prints is also now called Shutterstock. Not Shutterstock.
Okay.
Shutterfly. Is it Shutterfly?
Uh-huh. Shutterfly.
Okay.
Shutterfly, yeah.
I have about, I don't know, 5-6 cards on there. And as soon as I did them, I just went, okay, that was my dream. And that dream didn't pay well. So let's go on to another dream. It's not, you don't get residual. Some card companies will give you like, you know, 5-10 cents for every card that's sold.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're
now
in there, go ahead.
Well, yeah. I had a woman at one of my pottery sales who loved my work, and I do varied things. I do some affirmations in clay that you can hang on the wall or carry in your pocket or whatever. And she you know, said, I just love your work. I've been buying it forever. And then we were talking. I loved her, too. You know how you just connect with someone?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I connected with her in, like, a sister way. And she said, I'm starting this online greeting card company. And she started it. And I don't know if it's still going or not. I'd have to look at my old computer. I did buy a couple years worth of greeting cards from her, and they were very positive, you know. And they were she didn't do art; she did film. So it was a greeting card that would, you know, dance or do a yoga pose or whatever, you know, or morph into something.
Cool.
Real, so you can, you know, I mean, if you ever are looking for something to do, I mean, I'll subscribe to your greeting cards just so you know you've got at least one client.
The only thing I couldn't do is I couldn't sign them. I couldn't put my name on them. They owned them.
Bummer.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, but, you know, it's, and I do write them, too. I wrote them all, and I illustrated them all, and I also wrote a children's book called Beyond the Blue in the Sky, and I can't seem to get to illustrating it because I'm so busy, but you know what? One of these days, it's going to be done. It's been 17 years. My son said it in the car to me one day. Mom, what's beyond the blue in the sky? I went, oh, that's a book. Oh, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote the book within a week, and now I'm trying to get to it. But in the meantime, I always have to give all my wonderful clients what they need. And and it's great. It's so rewarding for myself. And and my soul, it fills me up with such good energy. So that's why I go to bed at 8 o'clock and get up at 4.
At 4. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I'm going to bed at 4. I'm going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning a lot of times, so I'll wave to you.
Oh, my
lately,
God.
I know. But I love working from, like, 11. You know, usually I go in there maybe around when I'm working really hard. Right now I'm on a day schedule, and my husband enjoys that because he – still likes me and likes to spend time with me. But a lot of times, you know, I kiss him goodnight and then I go out into the studio and I love the peace and quiet of that time. You know, you like from 4 until probably the phone starts ringing, probably 8 in the morning. But I really enjoy that nighttime. I like the stillness of it. I mean, ever since high school, I was a night person, definitely.
And I wasn't, never. I was always to bed early. Except when I waited tables, it kept me up. I didn't like that. But yeah, otherwise it's just my routine right now. And I bought myself this beautiful grand big king size bed and this huge TV I had put on the wall. So I go in there and I do yoga before I go to sleep and my exercising, and then wake up refreshed and say, oh my God, I'm awake again. this is great. To be alive every single day, it's like a gift. So you get your coffee. It is. You get your coffee and you just start dancing around and going, I love it. I feel great. I don't have to get in the car and drive to my work. If I had to do that, that would not be good.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that because I've been doing this so long. So
I'm really grateful for my life. Was that Brenda?
I was wondering if I could just ask you how somebody might go about acquiring your services. For instance, if I wrote a little children's book, how would that work? I mean, I write the story. Would I need to sort of give you sort of a mock-up of what I would kind of want on each page?
Either way, I have one client right now where I did a storyboard for, it's called Z's Please, and inside this book she has a CD, a little CD, and then music comes in at certain times and plays an orchestra. It's absolutely gorgeous. And she didn't know how to put, she gave me the manuscript and she didn't know how to separate it, so I separated it for her, telling her which words would go on which page and what I was going to draw on that page. So she would get an idea in her head and say, okay, let's start with the first page. But if you can do that, because I've had some other people, clients, say, can you have that, can I bring it to you like that and give you, okay, on this page I want my dog to be sitting at the front of the door and he's got snow on his head, and then I want the words on the bottom. I say, fine. That's fine. I'll draw that for you. So it's either way. If you want to do that, and some people don't know how to start that, I do that. And then
which
you take it.
Which one is it that you like doing the most?
Which one do I like doing the most?
Yeah, where they have this.
Oh, I like doing it when I do it.
So it's nicer if they just write out the manuscript, and it's like, I'd like this page opposite this work. This, and then this, and then this.
Yeah.
So that gives you your total creativity.
Yeah, and I know what would look good. And some people know, because I've had some people tell me exactly what a character needs to look like. They got to have brown hair, they got to have blue eyes, they got to have a ponytail, and they want a plaid shirt on. And I say, okay. And it's sitting in the lap of her mom, and they're reading a book. Okay. I do it. But if they don't know what kind of character, that's where I have the fun, too. I can kind of give them a character. You know, I'll give you like 1, 2, 3, 4 characters, what they might look like. So you're like, oh, okay. But, you know, people that already write their books, they in their head see that character. So I just make that character come to life when they know already what the character is. So it's really quite simple. I mean, you can either go have your book printed up, which is, there's quite a lot of people that I know that go to Hong Kong, China, a lot of places overseas because it's cheaper, or you can do an ebook. And an ebook is easy too because you can put a little bit of animation on even 2 pages. You can put some animation or at the end. And they'll do that, too. And I work with them, so you can do it several different ways. I always love the hardcover book because to sit down with a child and read to them, I just, something about holding a book. But I think it costs a lot more. E-books are less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have, you know, the print-on-demand thing. But I think you can do hardcover with that, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I know a lot of them. I've had about 4 clients that I did illustrations for. And I sent them, and they're supposed to take it to a printer and finish it off. And I said, just send me 2 copies. I want 2 copies to have for myself. And they never went. It never went anywhere. They didn't finish it, and it's so sad because they just. I don't know if it was too expensive to print for them. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but it just didn't go through, and it's a shame. So there's four books that I haven't seen.
Oh.
But I do have all the originals. I send them the work.
Right.
But I have the
original. Well, I know. I do just this little baby poetry book. It wasn't a baby book. It's just tiny. And it was print on demand. And you can order books. Like I ordered books that came to me. And then, of course, you know, my seven friends, like, I love you all for that, but they will print on demand. You know, anybody could. So, if they were doing it that way,
yeah.
I didn't even get the ebook on until after it was printed. So I don't know.
There's so many different ways you can go these days. So many printers, so many people on the internet. I can't even get my website up. I'm just too busy to get my website up, and I'm going, I got to do it just to have it. You never know when this guy's going to come along. He's going to pay you $1,000 a page.
You never know. Don't ever know. Yeah, maybe you could work out a trade. Brenda, help me get my website up. So, yeah,
there you
just
have it.
Never know. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. As long as we're all just got our feet planted solid on the ground, got a smile on our face, whether it's morning or night, you know, and just hug the ones we love and draw the ones that make you money. That's where I'm at right now, and I'm loving it. So life is good.
You know, I'm telling you, this hour is flown by. We're actually past the hour. And,
it's flown.
Or almost. It's almost past it.
Yeah.
Not quite. But it was good. It was so great to hear your beautiful voice. And folks,
sweet.
If you don't know this, Chrissy is beautiful inside and out. She is a babe. And I'm just really grateful for you coming back into my life, Chrissy. And I want to come visit.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It was wonderful.
I want to see your place. It really was wonderful. I do have a great quote that I found from Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm going to end with this, and then I'll talk about some of the upcoming shows. You can hold on, or you can leave if you want. But Ella Fitzgerald said, just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
On the path.
I'm just really grateful that you came on the show today. And you guys, you can tell your website if you want, or your email if you want. You can whatever you want to say. If you want to end and say any words of wisdom, you've had a lot of really good words especially for artists just starting out.
So you want me to say something, words of wisdom, right now?
Yeah. Well, you really...
Is that what you want? You want me to end it with something? Okay, I've got a really good one, and it's I got a wall that's a chalkboard. I painted chalk, and I have this on there. When you change the way you look at things, the way you look at things will change.
Awesome.
And that's what I changed in my life. I didn't look at things the same way anymore. I looked at them differently, and everything changed in my life. And that's where I'm today. And it's a quote from Dr. Dwayne Dyer.
That totally sounds like Dr. Dyer.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
We all of us here at The Essence of Success love him very, very much. He actually is one of the reasons I started this radio show. Besides Brenda telling me that her aunt had this network and would I like to, I said, she had already been doing her shows, and then she's like, hey, Lydia, you know, my aunt's starting this whole network. Do you want to be on it? And so she gave me the nudge that I needed to get my act together. So
love those nudges.
Oh my God, I sure do. And I quit my job, and you know that happened because of my mom's passing. But I quit my job and decided to, because life is short. Whether I'm here another 47 years or
mm-hmm.
whatever, I feel like I got to do what I'm here to do. And I've always loved motivating people, and that's where I'm going now.
You're doing very well at it, my dear.
I was thinking I was going to have to sort of look around for an illustrator, but now I just listening to your spirit, I just don't know how I'm going to have to come in there and move everyone else aside so that I can shove my little book in front of you.
Well, you know what? Lydia's got my email address, so take it and we can cogitate over what you need.
Absolutely. I adore what I've been listening to.
Yay! Yeehaw!
Me too. I love her too. Now,
Lydia?
Nina, you want to say something? Yes.
Yes, I do. I've been sitting back this whole show, Chrissy, and you have warmed my heart right through.
Oh.
And God bless you. You are one very special person. I see why Lydia loves you as much as she does.
Oh.
And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You lifted me up today, and I needed it. And I thank you for that.
Oh, ladies, it's been my pleasure. And thank you very much for allowing me to come on the radio waves with you. Loved it.
Yes. Oh, great. Thank you, Chrissy, so much. And from the bottom of my heart, I am really grateful to what you're doing and for you coming back into my life. You know, just a real quick aside, because we got extra time. It was your brother, Mike, that got me, that found me on Facebook. All of a sudden I had the flash, you know, I should probably put my other two names on here so that people that, you know, I've known for years can, you know, find me. So I put in my first married name because I was married before, and then I put in my maiden name. And I swear the next time I went on Facebook, I get this message, and it's Mike saying, hey, you want to play Army? Because we used to play Army together back in the hood. And I just cracked up. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, literally, I don't know if it was a day or 4 hours or whatever it was, but he found me and invited me to the St. Jerome's where we went to grade school, you know, site. And, yeah, and he's pretty special, too, actually.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. He has got a wit about him it's just wonderful. And it never goes away, even if you call him up to wish him a happy Father's Day or something. He just says something to make you feel good.
Yeah.
He's a good doer.
He is, definitely. He's helped me a lot. He helped me when my mom passed, and he's just a very thoughtful man. And, you know, I don't know his wife, but I'm going to credit her with it.
Oh, she's wonderful, Marcia. Marcia's wonderful.
I'm sure she is. So, yeah. No, I love you. I love your family, and I think it runs through the family. And we've got to get together. That's a definite.
Definitely.
We're going to have to get together. Yeah, I'm coming out to
Arizona. I'll fly out to Boulder next summer.
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
But I may come visit in the winter.
Okay.
You might also want to take the link for the show, Chrissy, because it can, you know, if people ask what you're all about or what you're like, they could listen to this, and then that may pull in a lot of people as well.
Yeah,
you know,
because
listen to my interview with, you know, Lydia on Time to Love, and I'm telling you, when they listen to you, they're going to be banging your door down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I better go get a club right now.
And it's all over. It's all over. Yeah. It's all over Facebook. So, you can find that link. And if you lose it or something, just give me a call or
I'll find
me
it
out on Facebook. You will definitely.
It's been wonderful. This is really, you know, it's made me more enlightened myself. I feel like I could stay up till 10 o'clock tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo, girl. I'm going to go an extra 2 hours.
Well, that's a lot when you're getting up at 4 in the morning. You know, you are going to, maybe someday we'll have you on our other show. It's LNB. That's Lydia, Nina, and Brenda. So the three of us are on a show called LNB Passage to Empowerment. And maybe at some point, because we have other different listeners that listen to that, and maybe someday we'll have you on that too. We'll give you a little rest, but yeah.
Okay.
You know, you are
all right.
Awesome. You're great on the radio, so don't worry about it. And I do want to thank everyone who's listening. There's people that are listening on their computers that I can't tell that they're listening. And then there's plenty of people that will listen in the archives. And I want to thank all my listeners. You know that I love you and that my hope is that you learned something today that will help you love yourself just a little bit more. If you're interested in any of our other shows on the essence of success, we have a whole lineup. We actually are a women's network, not just for women, but we are run by women, and we have shows every single day. And tomorrow on Sunday, we have Lennis's show, her psychic hour. Right, Nina?
Yes.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time, 1 hour of Lennis, and you can phone in, and she'll give you a answer to a quick question. Every ninth caller, she's still running that special, we'll get a free reading. So take advantage of it. It's the last day for that. And if you don't take advantage of it, I'm going to.
Yeah, that's a free hour long reading.
Wow, that's awesome. And she's good, folks. So that's Lennis's show. And then we have Monday, we have in the evening at 8 o'clock Pacific.
7
Pacific time. 7 o'clock Pacific time. It's really hard to get these time zones straight. But we have LNB Passage to Empowerment. And what will we be doing this week? I'm a little slow on the uptake. Oh, we're going to wrap up our empowerment series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is
it will
be
about bringing the two together, romance.
Yeah, we've had a female empowerment series and a male empowerment series, which is awesome. And then we are going to bring the two together this Monday night. So you want to listen to that. And then we have Tuesday, we have BYO Brilliance. And Brenda, what's that going to be about this week? I read it and it quickly went out of my mind.
It's the historical brilliance of Donnie Berry, my mom. She turns 84 the day before that, on the 30th, and on the 1st of July, we're going to talk to her about her experiences growing up in the South. Till she was 16, she moved to the North. Her family shuttled her up here, and some of the things that she's seen and can share with us over her past 84 years, and hopefully we can get her to read one of the speeches that she wrote. She really is quite somebody to know.
Yeah, I can't wait because I love you, so I know I already love your mom and respect her. And okay, so then that brings us to Wednesday, and Wednesday is in the studio with Lennis, and that is at is that at 6 o'clock?
7
Pacific. 7 o'clock.
Seven.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Pacific time. And she talks about the news of the day and gets into a little sports. She might be talking about World Cup. Anything special this week, Nina?
Not that I know of. Just whatever the hot topics are for the week.
Okay. And then we have Thursday. We have Filmcology. And what are we going to be looking at this week, Brenda?
This week we're actually looking at two movies, Bringing Up Baby and What's Up, Doc? What's Up, Doc? Is actually based on the movie Bringing Up Baby, the Howard Hawks film. It's a romantic comedy with Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant. And then that's back in 19-something, 38, I think it is. And then What's Up Doc is 1972 with Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill. And they both have incredible hijinks. And the psychology behind that is, you know, it's a comedy, so it makes it not so weighty as when we talk about our relationships and all the different ups and downs and when you're trying to get someone to love you and all that. But, yeah, we're moving things a little more light, folks, after a whole lot of, yeah, you know.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of
good
stuff.
Could be a lot of fun
too,
to compare and talk about that.
Yep. And then we have Friday, we have Traffic Jam, an hour of music. And do we have a theme for that music? I know she's been going through the years.
No, I don't think she's got anything up for that yet.
I bet it'll be
we'll find out. Eclectic
mix. Lennox is quite eclectic and definitely worth listening to and just to start your weekend off right. And that is at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Is that right?
Five o'clock.
So it's 6 o'clock my time. See, I'm always goofing that up. Okay. And then it brings us back to next Saturday, Time to Love at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And you know what? I woke up with the strangest word in my head this morning. It was homeostasis. And I woke up and I went, homeostasis? What the frick is that? I said other words. Anyway, so I looked it up, and so I'm going to be talking about spiritual homeostasis, our soul balancing act. And don't ask me what it's going to be about because I'll make it up as I go along. And it always scares me when I don't know what I'm going to talk about because then the week presents itself and it's like, okay, here the universe is saying to me, here's a lesson. This is what this spiritual homeostasis is about. So anyway, that's going to be next Saturday. So you guys have an awesome week. Thanks again, Chrissy. You rock. Girlfriend, I love you
so much. No problem. I'm gonna run out now and get some alfalfa for my horses.
Okay.
All right, give them a big old Lydia smish on the tip of their nose for me. Okay, love
Thank
you.
Love you too. Thank you, ladies.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you. And Nina and Brenda, I don't know what I'd do without you. You guys are most awesome support and love, and I'll see you on Monday, if not before. Okay, I'm going to end
right,
with my favorite song. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, wait, what did I do? Did I do the wrong one? Okay, here we go. Oh, shoot, why do I keep doing this? Something keeps moving because I'm not ending this right. Okay, well, it's not letting me. It's here we go.
Did you get it up? Can you get it, Nina?
Nina? I can't get it.
Yeah. Well, we're Time to Love ending. I've got it.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go. Thank you, Nina.
See, what would I do without you? I don't know what's going on. Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Love.
She's singing in tandem.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say that you can learn how to play the game. Easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do but you can learn how to be you in time. Easy.
All you need is love. Love is all you need, folks. Go have a loving week and sing your own song. Who knows what that will be. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.